mainly fine with plenty of sunshine across the Provence, Alpes, Côte d'Azur region. Some cloudy patches to start with here in Monaco, becoming increasingly cloudy across the Alpes Maritimes by late afternoon. Highs of 28 degrees in Nice, reaching 30 degrees in Cannes with a gentle breeze, and this evening going down to 22 degrees with clear skies. The outlook for Tuesday is similar to today, with highs of 29 degrees. Wednesday, cloudy with scattered showers forecast for the afternoon. The sun rose here this morning in Monaco at 20 past 6 and will set this evening at 8:52. In London today, 20 degrees with sunny intervals and light winds. Dublin, 15 degrees with light rain. Paris, 22 degrees with showers. And Madrid, 30 degrees and sunshine. Good morning. How are you doing? You're listening to the Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm Sarah Lysett with you from now until 10. This morning's top news story in France are the changes introduced as of the 1st of August, as with every first of the month in France. These include gas and electricity prices are set to rise again, as will the price of parking in Paris. But of course, this month will be especially marked by the expansion of the health pass to many places, which will include restaurants and bars. More on that story coming up at 7:30. And in sport, I'll be giving you today's action at the Tokyo Olympics. Coming up, we'll have this morning's entertainment news, and I'll be asking you, where does the sound of the sea come from when you put a shell to your ear? How much would you pay for a portion of French fries? And the teenager in China who reported his father to police after he asked him to carry out some household chores. I think we should be sending them to prison for not doing the housework. That's after leaving my son for a few weeks on his own in Nice. He's in Mykonos now. All right for some, isn't it? Also coming up later in the show, can you guess the year? Studio at rivieradio.mc. But first, as Rob has taken a well-deserved break, well, you know what? I think we're alone now.
Are you concerned about your unavoidable carbon footprint? Yacht Carbon Offset provides an effective service to counteract its impact. We calculate your greenhouse gas emissions and offset them, ton for ton, using high-quality carbon reduction projects. Our pay-as-you-go service is immediate and transparent, with process certification from Lloyd's Register Quality Assurance. At 3 euro cents a litre, the cost is modest. The benefit is clear. Start today at yachtcarbonoffset.com.
Wine lovers, come and discover Château Thierry, an exceptional venue, modern yet authentic, with one of the most exquisite wine cellars in the world, which you can visit. Set at the entrance of the Auvers-Verdon Regional Park in Provence, the Château Thierry offers three varieties of wine in three colors. Come and have a wine tasting. Thierry in Villecruz. Search on your GPS for Thierry. Visit chateauthierry.com.
Riviera Yacht Support, the premier yacht agent on the French coast. For over 20 years, our head office in Antibes and dedicated agent in Saint-Tropez have been the solution for yachts. Contact Riviera Yacht Support now for the most up-to-date rules and regulations affecting yachts, crews and guests.
We're back from Le Village des Fous in Villeneuve-Loubet, a crazy leisure park for the whole family. It was amazing. A flying bath, water games, a 13-meter-high rope pyramid, sledges in the trees. They'll send you nuts. More information at levillagedesfous.com. Open every day during the summer holidays.
This summer, your shopping centre Cap 3000 unveils Corso, a brand new premium, luxury and designer's universe where you'll find exclusive brands in fashion, beauty and art de vivre alongside a gourmet food selection, all facing the sea. Corso, unique place, unique feeling. Brand list and information at cap3000.fr.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Good morning, it's 8.30, I'm Sarah Lyce at reporting. Changes are expected at the start of this month, with gas and electricity prices in France continuing to rise, as well as the price of parking in Paris. But the month will be especially marked by the expansion of the health pass, which will be to many places, including restaurants and bars. For full details of all the changes in August, you can go to our website, rivieradio.mc. In other news, firefighters in the region have succeeded in extinguishing a forest fire which destroyed 2 hectares of forest land in Pimenade. Rapid intervention by firefighters both on land and air saw the blaze brought under control by 7 p.m. on Sunday evening before it reached nearby houses. With high temperatures and strong winds sweeping the department on Sunday, the prefecture had warned of the high fire risk. Meanwhile, due to the strong wind on Sunday, many beaches between Monaco and Cannes displayed a red flag warning beachgoers of a substantial sea swell. Several sea rescue operations were carried out in Antibes as a swimmer got into difficulty, and one sunbather was hit by a parasol. Today, the forest regions of the Var and the Altmara team have been classified as at a very severe risk of fire, with access prohibited. There's been recent confusion over when to get vaccinated after having had COVID. Indications given by the High Authority of Health in France and those communicated by the French government have differed concerning the minimum time to be vaccinated after being sick. Back in December, the High Authority for Health recommended waiting 3 months after the symptoms disappear. A few months later, in February, this recommendation was changed due to new data and the period was extended to 6 months. But in early June, the official pages of the Department of Health and Insurance echoed a new recommendation saying that vaccination is now recommended after 2 months. Prefects and directors of regional health agencies in France have since asked for the situation to be clarified. A study published recently by the Directorate of Research, Studies, Evaluation and Statistics has looked at the link between the vaccination status and hospital admissions. And according to the agency, these numbers reflect the protective effect of vaccination. Results from the study show that people not vaccinated against COVID represent around 85% of patients currently hospitalised in France. That's including in intensive care. And 78% of deaths due to the virus compared to 7% and 11% for fully vaccinated people. And don't stop social distancing and continue to wear a mask is the message from authors of new research, which has shown that relaxing restrictions like mask wearing, as well as social distancing, when most people have been vaccinated greatly, increases the risk of vaccine-resistant variants of the virus. The authors said their modelling study showed the need to maintain non-vaccination measures until everyone is fully vaccinated. Nearly 60% of Europeans have received at least one vaccine dose. The model showed that a rapid rate of vaccination reduced the risk of a resistant strain emerging. The authors said that their research highlighted the need to maintain other anti-COVID measures until everyone is vaccinated. French President Emmanuel Macron is expected to chair the next Health Defence Council meeting by video conference from his summer retreat at Fort Brigasson. The head of state arrived in Bormley-Mimosa in the Var last week, accompanied by his wife Bridget. As every year since 2018, the head of state took up his summer quarters at Fort Brigasson. While Macron has planned to indulge in moments of relaxation, he will continue to closely follow the health situation, in particular in collaboration with Prime Minister Jean Castex and the health Minister of Health Olivier Véran. He will also keep an eye on the progress of the vaccination campaign in France, with a target of 50 million French people being vaccinated by the end of the summer. In recent days, the Élysée has said that the threat of the Delta variant is real and that France is in a race against time. As the weekend marked the traditional crossover on the roads in France between those who holiday in July and those in August, the president of the UMIH, which represents France's hotel industry, has claimed that July has proved to be a complicated month for tourism, with numerous cancellations. Laurent Duc said he was alarmed by the situation, describing the implementation of the health pass in hotels as a disaster, along with the added fears of another wave and possible closures. Finally, for the first time, a wedding in Marseille has been conducted in both French and Provençal. Laurien and Clément said yes in the town hall of the 13th and 14th arrondissements of the city, but their marriage will remain as the first celebrated in two languages, French and Provençal.
Riviera Radio Business News, brought to you by Barclays.
In this morning's business news, the co-founder of Twitter, Jack Dorsey's digital payments platform Square, has agreed to take over the Australian buy now, pay later firm Afterpay. The $29 billion deal is to be Australia's biggest ever buyout. Meanwhile, the video conferencing firm Zoom has agreed to pay $86 million to settle a lawsuit in the US. The lawsuit alleged that Zoom had invaded the privacy of millions of users by sharing personal data with Facebook, Google, as well as LinkedIn. The firm denied any wrongdoing, but has agreed to boost its security practices. And a Hollywood studio has announced plans for a £700 million world-class film and TV studios facility in the UK. The owners of Sunset Studios in Los Angeles and an investment firm have bought a 91-acre site in Hertfordshire for £120 million. The UK government said it was supporting the development of such stage spaces across the country.
Barclays Private Bank brings you Riviera Radio Business News on 106.5 FM. At Barclays, our size is your strength. And we've been using the entire reach of the Barclays Group to bring a global perspective and unique investment opportunities to our clients in Monaco since 1922. To find out more, search Barclays Private Bank or call the Monaco Private Banking Team on 9315 3535.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
At the Tokyo Olympics, today is day one inside Tokyo's Izu Velodrome. A week of track cycling begins today with qualifying in the team pursuits and the entire women's team sprint competition. Germany and Australia are among the favourites. The big athletics event of the day is the women's 5,000 metres and women's football reaches the semi-final stage. Also, women's hockey reaches the quarter-final stage and badminton concludes with the gold medal matches in women's doubles and as well as men's singles. Finally, today's artistic swimming, formerly known as synchronized swimming. Russia have so far won every available Olympic gold medal in artistic swimming since Sydney 2000. In Formula One, Sebastian Vettel has been disqualified after finishing second in the Hungarian Grand Prix. Officials were unable to take the mandatory 1 litre sample of fuel from Vettel's car after the race. Formula One rules dictate teams must ensure a 1 litre sample of fuel can be taken from the car at any time during the event. The decision would promote Mercedes' Lewis Hamilton to second place and extend his championship lead over Red Bull's Max Verstappen to 8 points.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
Coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore, the Outrigger team and the VAR. The general situation is a depression of 1,007 millibars. Winds are southwesterly, forces 6 to 7. The sea is rough with good visibility, and the barometric pressure for San Juan Capra is 1,008 millibars. Taking a look at North Corsica, winds are southwesterly, force 6 to 7. The sea is rough with good visibility, and the barometric pressure for Cap Corse is 1,012 millibars.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
Riviera Radio.
Fine, it's starting to clear here in Monaco. Plenty of sunshine across the Provence, out Côte d'Azur region, and clouding over possibly in the Outremer team by late afternoon. Highs of 28 degrees in Nice and reaching 30 degrees in Cannes with a gentle breeze. This evening going down to 22 degrees with clear skies. And the outlook for Tuesday is similar to today with highs of 29 degrees. A Wednesday, cloudy with scattered showers forecast for the afternoon. The sun rose here in Monaco this morning at 6:20 and will set this evening at 8:52. Finally, A teenager has reported his father to police for making him carry out household chores. I think it should be the other way round. The teenager, who was forced by his father to participate in household chores, reported him to the police, claiming forced labour. The 14-year-old teenager called the police in West China to report that his father had obliged him to carry out certain household chores. And, the police didn't know quite what to do. They questioned the father to find out exactly what had happened. And accordingly, the police discovered that the father simply had asked the teenager to participate in the household at home. And apparently what had upset the teenager the most was that he had allegedly confiscated his son's smartphone. Oh yes, that's the danger game, isn't it? 20 to 9, you're now up to date. All the news is available on our website, rivieradio.mc, and don't forget to check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. And here is the Teenage Kicks, why not?
Jobline, 106.5 Riviera Radio's Employment Rendezvous. One of the best ways to find all kinds of great people is to place an ad on the 106.5 Riviera Radio Jobline. Jobline is broadcast many times a day, and you can also find all job opportunities on our website, rivieraradio.mc. To get your job offer in Jobline, call Dominique on 00377-9797-9475. Jobline on 106.5 Riviera Radio, your employment rendezvous.
The What's On Guide, brought to you by CôteD'Azur France.fr, the official tourism website for the Côte d'Azur.
This is Riviera Radio, keeping you up to date on all that's happening along the Côte d'Azur with the Riviera Radio What's On Guide.
There's an evening of fireworks on Port Hercule, the main port of Monaco, this Saturday evening, the 7th of August. Three defined areas around the port reserved for the public will be set up. Access to those areas is free of charge, but subject to strict sanitary conditions. Everyone from 16 years old must present a health pass and an identity document. Wearing a mask is mandatory for everyone over 5 years old. The fireworks start at 9:30 p.m. on Saturday, and if you need more information, you can call Monaco 9310 1210. Sunnybank Association at the Grange in Moinsartou is open every Thursday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and is now accepting donations of clothes and bric-a-brac, which are in good condition. Their third Saturday opening has also restarted, but lunches on offer remain light. They hope to return to their normal service in the autumn. They look forward to seeing you, but don't forget you'll need proof of your vaccination or negative test results. You can find more information and directions on their website at sunny-bank.org. An exhibition entitled Belarus, History Through Art, is currently taking place in Monaco. The exhibition shows the past and present of Belarus while also exploring culture and architecture. A variety of paintings, photography and sculptures are presented by over 25 exhibitors, including an award-winning photojournalist and artist. The event is free of charge and is on until the 9th of August at Espace 22, which you can find at 24 Boulevard d'Italie in Monaco. And you can get details of all those events and many more in the What's On section of our website. And don't forget that you can sign up to our new What's On newsletter, Your Côte d'Azur, which features lots of ideas for things to do each week. To subscribe, just click on Your Côte d'Azur at the top of the front page of the Riviera Radio website, rivieraradio.mc.
The What's On Guide, brought to you by CôteD'AzurFrance.fr, the official tourism website, the marketplace for all cultural and sport activities on the Côte d'Azur. The one and only address, CôteD'AzurFrance.fr. The weather forecast, brought to you by Polygon Riviera in Gagnes-sur-Mer, open-air shopping and leisure centre.
Mainly fine, although it's still remaining quite cloudy here in the Principality. Plenty of sunshine is forecast across the Provence, Alpes-Côte d'Azur and in Corsica. Cloudy patches may happen in Nice later on this afternoon. A bit unsettled is basically what they're saying, I think, for most of this week. Highs of 28 degrees in Nice, reaching 30 degrees in Cannes with a gentle breeze, and this evening going down to 22 degrees with clear skies. The outlook for Tuesday, similar to today, with highs of 20 29 degrees. Wednesday, cloudy with scattered showers forecast for the afternoon. The sun rose here in Monaco this morning at 20 past 6 and will set this evening at 8:52. In Paris today, it's 22 degrees with showers. And my daughter left on a 5 o'clock train this morning for Paris, so fingers crossed she'll get there all right. Although I hope she's taken a jumper with her, that's all I can say. Dublin, 15 degrees with light rain. You might need more than a jumper in Dublin. Madrid, 30 degrees and sunny. And London, did I say London? 20 degrees, sunny intervals and light winds.
The weather forecast brought to you by Polygon Riviera in Gagnes-sur-Mer. Open air shopping and leisure centre. Shops, restaurants, cinema, casino, gym. There is something for everyone. Only 20 minutes from Monaco and Cannes. Visit polygon-riviera.fr.
Good morning. You're listening to the Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm Sarah Lysett with you until 10. It's just gone 7 minutes past 9 o'clock. Rob, of course, is away for a long, well-deserved break. This morning's top news story is, of course, all the changes for the month of August, including the sanitary pass, the health pass, which will be expanded to other areas, not just cultural or leisure places, but also restaurants and bars, although it won't be in force until the 9th of August, and that's if it's voted for favourably by the Constitutional Council on the 5th of August. Also coming up at 9:30, I'll give you today's action at the Tokyo Olympics. And how much would you pay for a portion of French fries? All of that and lots more coming up in the last hour of the show. But it's now time for the three in a row. And there's a link to it. If you think you know the link, it can either be in the title of the song or in the name of the group. Then it's Studio at Riviera Radio. Starting with this one that always reminds me of Fosta Novo in Italy, oh, back in the day, and Fabrizio. Starting, what's the link? Studio at rivieraradio.mc with Christopher Cross and Arthur's Theme.
Once in your life, you find her, someone who turns your heart over.
Riviera Radio.
Mainly fine, plenty of sunshine across the Provence-Alpes Côte d'Azur region, partly cloudy here in Monaco at the moment, and cloud is expected later on in the Alpes-Maritime this afternoon. Highs of 28 degrees in Nice, reaching 30 degrees in Cannes with a gentle breeze, and this evening going down to 22 degrees with clear skies. The outlook for Tuesday, similar to today, with highs of 29 degrees. Wednesday, cloudy with scattered showers forecast for this afternoon. The sun rose here in Monaco this morning at 20 past 6, and we'll set this evening at 8:52. In London today, it's 20 degrees, sunny intervals and light winds. Dublin, 15 degrees with light rain. Paris, 22 degrees with showers. Madrid, 30 degrees and sunny. Thank you for listening to the Full English Breakfast. I'll be back tomorrow morning for the Full English Breakfast from 7 till 10 to do it all over again. Don't forget the pop quiz at 8:15 and guessing the link between the three in a row just after the BBC News at 9 o'clock. All the news is available throughout the day on our website rivieraradio.mc, and don't forget to check out our Facebook page 106.5 Riviera Radio. And it's great to be back, and especially when you have some caramel wafer biscuits waiting for you. Thank you so much to Stuart and Margaret Ann and Glasgow and Vance that very, very kindly sent in some caramel wafer biscuits. And no, Rob didn't eat them all. He left some for me. So thank you very much for that. I'll be back at 11 o'clock with an update of the weather and the news between 12 and 1 o'clock. So I'll be with you for lunchtime. We can have lunch together. Why not? But I'll leave you starting this hour with Last Night a DJ Saved My Life. Well, I hope I did of some sorts. Not that I don't know. Anyway, enough of that. I'll speak to you later. Bye.